Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Naglen Minister Pai Wang Konyak says district hospitals should acquire bigger land for future expansion. Naglen gears up for grand 25th Hornbill Festival with major upgrades and new features. Ao Sinden condemns ongoing repairing of potholes from VK Town to Doyang stretch of National Highway 61 with mud. And National Vector-Borne Diseases Control Program conducts meetings with district teams from Pek, Zuneboto, and Mokokchung. Now the news in detail. Indicating a vision for expanding healthcare infrastructure, Minister Health and Family Welfare, P. Pai Wang Konyak, who is currently on a statewide tour, viewed that district hospitals should acquire bigger land for future expansion. The minister, who reached Longleng District Hospital today, had a meeting with district administration civil societies, district hospital authority, and the department officials at PPCA Mission Center. Following the inspection of the ongoing Longleng DH construction, the minister opined that district hospitals should have larger land as it ensures space for future expansion and urged the Pom civil societies to acquire bigger land for Longleng District Hospital, assuring of his commitment to develop the hospital. Dwelling on the shortage of specialist doctors, which was the core issue in almost all the district hospitals in Naglen, the minister informed that the department is working out modalities on two cadre system, specialized and non-specialized doctors, and said recruitment drive will take place once government approves the modalities. Konyak also said that upgradation and creation of health centers will be taken up on need base, while also the existing centers will be surveyed and if found redundant, the department will notify for downgrading. The 25th edition of the iconic Hornbill Festival will take place at Naga Heritage Village Kisama from December 1st to 10th, marking a milestone since its inception in the year 2000. Stating that the festival has gained international recognition, attracting both domestic and global visitors, Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam, speaking to journalists, highlighted the extensive preparations, including the expansion of the main arena to triple its capacity and the reconstruction of the bamboo pavilion. Other upgrades include improved amenities, new constructions and renovations to offer visitors a fresh experience.
This year, since it is the 25th edition of the festival, a lot of preparations are underway to welcome the guests, the rest of the country and from the international level.
Dr. Alam assured that special transport arrangements are being made for people with disabilities and new traffic plans, including a shuttle service from Kiwema Ground to Kisama, will alleviate congestion.
In the heritage complex itself, a large number of expansion activities are actually going on. So with all these improvement works, we are hoping that it will be quite a different experience this time. The amenities in the heritage complex itself will be much better and they will be much better than they used to be in the previous years.
Dr. Alam emphasized the significance of the festival in preserving Nagaland's cultural heritage, promoting tourism, and generating employment opportunities. He called for continued efforts to maintain the Hornbill brand's positive image. Meanwhile, a mass social work event tomorrow will engage government officials and the public to improve facilities ahead of the festival. The Ao Sinden has vehemently condemned the ongoing repairing of potholes from VK Town to Doyang stretch of the National Highway 61 with mud. In a letter to Naglen Deputy Chief Minister in charge of National Highway, Ao Sinden President Mar Sanan and General Secretary Imti Pokim said this is the dirtiest trick and the most insulting action that the Department of PWD National Highway can play and heap upon the Ao Sinden for serving an ultimatum to do repair works. They said if the repair works are not carried out in earnest and as technically feasible in the remaining period of the 30 days ultimatum, Ao Sinden would carry out its own course of action as deemed fit and proper. In this, the Ao Sinden requested the Deputy CM to look into the matter and do the necessary repair works for the welfare of the people. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The National Vector-Borne Diseases Control Program, NVBDCP, recently conducted meetings with district teams from PEC, Zuniboto, and Mokokchum at their respective district headquarters. It reviewed the performance of ground-level workers and also identified areas for improvement. Joint Director and State Program Officer, NVBDCP, Dr. Nisa Kokere, emphasized the importance of malaria elimination in Nagaland. He noted that the National Center for Vector-Borne Diseases Control Program has directed all states to eliminate malaria by 2027 as part of India's goal to achieve nationwide elimination by 2030. He shared that in 2009, Nagaland reported 8,984 positive malaria cases with 35 fatalities. However, due to sustained efforts, the number of cases has drastically reduced every year, with only 4 positive cases reported last year. He mentioned that 7 districts have reported no malaria cases this year, but cases have been detected in PEC, Mokokchung, Perien, and Zuniboto. He urged field health workers to remain diligent in detecting and treating vector-borne diseases in both urban and rural areas. The 2-day Wangala Mini Hornbill Tribal Festival program commenced today at Samaguri Village, Dimapur. The festival is organized by Nagaland Garo Tribal Council in collaboration with Department of Tourism. Special guests of the event, L. Singsit, retired Director General of Prison, Home Guards and Civil Defense, and former President Kuki Inpi Nagaland, said that festivals are deeply ingrained in the culture of every tribe, with most of them revolving around agriculture. Singsit called for mutual respect and encouragement among communities to foster a spirit of unity and cooperation. Highlights of the event include Wangala Gist by GB Iralibil Village Rahul D. Sangma, Wangala Dance by Iralibil Village and Samaguri Village, while cultural displays were presented by Kuki Cultural Troupe, Pai Pijang, Dimasa Cultural Troupe, Bamun Pukri, Mech Kachari Cultural Troupe, Kushabil and Karbi Cultural Troupe. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has informed that the Union Cabinet has approved the auction of 730 FM radio channels in 234 cities. This initiative will bring a new and enhanced listening experience to radio audiences in cities previously covered by private FM radio stations. Since its inception in 2001, private FM radio has expanded to 113 cities with 388 channels, significantly contributing to the media landscape. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has released a notice inviting applications from prospective bidders for the e-bidders for the auction of 730 channels across 234 cities, including 3 channels each at Dimapur, Kohima, and Mokokchung. All employees under Department of School Education, including newly recruited employees post-October 2023, who have not undergone the authentication process, have been directed to report to the Directorate of School Education Kohima, along with all relevant documents, from 25th to 28th of this month during office hours. Further, all the undergraduate and graduate Hindi teachers who previously submitted their documents via email and were verified are also directed to report at the directorate to capture their master selfie. It has also directed employees who missed the verification drive due to sanctioned medical or earned leaves to report for authentication. To end the evening news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland Minister Paiwang Konyak says district hospitals should acquire bigger land for future expansion. Nagaland gears up for grand 25th Hornbill Festival with major upgrades and new features. Ao Sundan condemns ongoing repairing of potholes from VK Town to Doyang stretch of National Highway 61 with mud. And National Vector-Borne Diseases Control Program conducts meeting with district teams from PEC, Zuniboto, and Mokokchung. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.